home opener tomorrow for the St. Louis Blues. They're coming back 3-0 after a great road trip. And one of the reasons that the Blues are doing so well is their depth at forward this hockey season. And one of the young men who has been a big part of that so far and causing a lot of noise in a positive way is Jake Neighbors. And Jake joins us right here now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line here on 101 ESPN. Jake, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So look, you're 19, and I remember my first couple of games here. I was 19 years old as well. I was full of nerves and was kind of, you know, uptight, and I wasn't ready to be let loose into the NHL at that point. But you, everything we hear from Coach Berube and from your teammates, David Perron, on the station earlier today, they talk about your maturity and the fact that you're dialed in and ready to go. How do you feel personally, just not so much from a performance standpoint, but how you feel just being here so far?
Yeah, it felt really good. I think a lot of credit goes to my teammates who have, you know, made it super easy on me and made it easy to make the transition. And, you know, I felt pretty comfortable so far in the room and stuff. So that's all a credit to them. And, you know, it makes it easier to perform when you feel good in the room and stuff.
So now, how hard was it to come into camp this year after last year? It is not an ideal season. Things are wonky. Obviously, the whole world was upside down. You come into camp this year, which, by the way, credit to you for coming in early. That's a veteran move made by a rookie player, and I think that that's a huge part in you getting acclimated. But how has the adjustment been coming from last year with no training camp per se?
Yeah, it's been different for sure. I think last year obviously was big for me in terms of getting to meet the guys and be around the organization when not a lot of guys got the chance to do that for my draft year. And then kind of coming into this year, obviously with a full camp and development camp, Traverse City, all that kind of stuff was a really good experience as well. And I think it got me ready for the main camp and the preseason. And then obviously playing in that was awesome as well. So, you know, the whole thing in general was good. And obviously I think it went pretty well for myself.
Jake, generally, when you talk to a young player, it's like, hey, what is the speed of the game? Like, what is that feeling like? How's that different at the NHL level than any level you played at previously? But it seems like for you, dude, the speed of the game has been just fine. But what does it look like for you, like, at the NHL level? Does it feel different?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's obviously adjustments in every situation when you're making the jump to the NHL, and obviously the pace of play is one of them. And I think that was shown in Vegas last game. That was a pretty high paced game, and you know, going back and forth there. But you know, I think I've done a good job of dealing with that. And I think the biggest thing is just the little amount of time you have with the puck. You got to kind of have your decision ready to go before you even get it on your stick. So you know, I'm still obviously making adjustments only here, but I think, you know, each game I've gotten better and just looking to continue that trend.
So it's only been three games so far, but I mean, you've gone toe-to-toe. You're looking across at NHL players that you've grown up watching. Who's your guy growing up? Like who was the one where Jake Neighbors is watching and saying, man, that's the guy I want to be like?
Early on, it was Jordan Eberle. I was a huge Oilers fan and really got into hockey kind of when he was lighting up the World Juniors there. So, and then he got drafted to the Oilers and scored that unreal first NHL goal. So I think it was him early on, but you know, I enjoyed watching guys like Nathan MacKinnon and Jonathan Toews as well. And you know, obviously Sidney Crosby. I'm a big fan of the sport, so obviously enjoyed watching a lot of guys growing up.
You geek out in any of these like moments? Like, do you think that you're going to look one of these days across and see somebody and be like, oh my gosh, that's so-and-so? Like, I had that experience when I faced Ken Griffey Jr. the first time. I'm like, oh my God, it's the kid. Like, or do you just look past and say, look, we're peers, man. Sorry about it. I'm going to go take your lunch.
I think it's a little bit of both. Obviously, there's a respect level. And, you know, I think in the preseason there, I squared off against Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews in one game. I think that was pretty cool for myself. But, you know, at the same time, I'm here to compete and win hockey games and help my team do that. So I think it's a little bit of both in that terms of that mentality.
We're talking with Jake Neighbors here, Blues forward, and we are here on the fast lane. Brad Thompson, former World Series champion, myself, Jamie Rivers, former Blues player. Jake, what I want to find out from you is, what's it like right now playing on a team where the leadership group includes Ryan O'Reilly, David Perron, Braden Schenn, obviously Vladimir Tarasenko, Colton Parayko, They've built a culture here of hard work and that you show up, you put on your work boots, and you get after it. What's it been like for you to be around these older guys?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I've been telling my parents lots about how lucky I was to get drafted here. It's an unbelievable group of guys in that dressing room, and I mean, obviously a really good leadership core as well. And I mean, they taught me a lot already in my small tender. So, you know, I'm just trying to be a sponge, soak it all in. And obviously we've had a good start to the season here. And we're looking to continue that. And, you know, it's a really good team, deep team. And, you know, I think we have a lot of potential. So.
All right, so let's dive into the nitty-gritty then. What's it like living with Braden Schenn? Is he got a nice house? We're trying to figure it out early. Has he got a nice big crib? Are you in the guest house? Does he have a pool house? What's it like living with Schenner?
It's pretty unreal. living with him and Kelsey and their puppy Griffey has been super special for me, obviously. You know, very lucky that he opened up his home to me, you know, last year and then again this year for the time being. And, you know, it's pretty nice. I just stay in the basement and, you know, try not to get in their way too much and do what I can around the house. So,
what's the chore list look like? I mean, what are the responsibilities?
Yeah, does he write out a
here?
Chore list for you?
Do you have to check it off of the whiteboards? Hey, I did that one, Schenner.
No, they do a lot for me, honestly. I don't do too much around the house. I try to entertain the dog and, you know, take out the trash if that needs to be done there. Offer to do the dishes and things like that, but no, they treat me super well here. I'm very lucky.
Is that something? So we were talking about you a little bit earlier in the show. All great things, I promise. But I said, man, Jake Neighbor seems to me like a guy that 10 years down the road, he's got somebody staying with him. Like, is that the type of guy you are, where you would be inviting a young player, say, man, come stay with me, I'll show you the ropes.
Absolutely, yeah. After what Braden's done for me and the last year and a bit here, I definitely would do that for a younger guy. I think that's one of the things Schenner's taught me as well, is just to pay it forward one day, and that's kind of the only thing he asks of me. So, you know, if that does vent itself, then I would definitely be open to doing that for sure.
All right, so I saw that your family basically took the road trip with you out there. They started out in Colorado, over to Arizona. I think they ended up in Vegas, which, well, that's a good fortune for them. Yeah. But what was it like to get out there? You put on your skates, you're headed out to play against Colorado Avalanche. You got your family there watching. Had to be an incredible moment for you.
Yeah, it was pretty special. I think it's obviously something every kid dreams of, is playing in the NHL. And, you know, got to play one in obviously a pretty cool building with a great atmosphere against a good hockey team. And having my parents there, you know, right up against the glass and warm up to see it all. And then obviously in the building to see the game and the first three games actually was really special. I'm very happy they got to make the trip.
All right. So next follow-up question to that is a family coming in for the home opener this weekend?
No, they couldn't make it.
What?
They ended up choosing the road trip over the homestand. So
I did have Vegas. I can't blame them.
Yeah, no kidding.
So let's fast forward then to tomorrow. Your very first game, your first regular season game here for St. Louis Blues, the home opener. The building will be full capacity. We've got no more COVID, you know, small crowds or no crowds. How exciting is that to come out of the tunnel and you're going to be out there in front of all these Blues fans?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think all the guys are looking forward to it. We haven't had nobody's had a full building in a while. And, you know, for me, being the first one ever is going to be pretty cool. And, you know, I think we're just looking to come out and have a good first one in front of our fans.
All right, buddy. Well, look, good luck tomorrow in your first home opener as a St. Louis Blue. We're having a lot of fun watching you play. A little bit of advice in your home opener: get a hit early, get a shot on net, go to the net with your stick on the ice. Something will bang in off you. We're going to celebrate a big first goal for you tomorrow night.
That sounds good. I hope so.